Very well. Today we continue with this series, Times of Drought. And since we have learned that there will be times, moments that are going to come, and that we must have the correct attitude and the wisdom to know how to face them. Then the question arises, what to do in those times of drought? There are some ideas that arise in the natural environment. In some places, when the drought comes, the farmer or the peasants of those places have certain strategies. Those strategies can help us so that when the drought visits our soul, we can also pay attention to them and we can compare them to biblical strategies and use them in a good way for our daily life. My beloved friends, in the Bible there is all the advice that you need, that I need to know how to live in each time, and taking as an example the text of Psalms chapter 42. I want you to come with me to verse number 5. A question that the writer of the Psalms asked himself in times of anguish, in times of drought. Look what he says. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. He asked himself a question. Why should I cast down? Why do I allow my soul to cast down? Why do I allow restlessness within me? In the New Living Translation version of the Bible says, why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him again, my Savior and my God. Have you ever stopped in order to ask yourself that question? In the midst of the drought that occurs in a certain season in your life, in the midst of a complicated situation, have you ever asked yourself, what is the point of getting tired, stressed, worrying for what I am living today? I always ask the question, does the problem you have a solution? If the person tells me, yes, then I answer, then why do you worry? And when they tell me that there is no solution, I also tell them, why do you worry? Whether it has a solution or not, we spoil the day, we get stressed, we deal with it before time. And in the end, with impatience, with stress, with tiredness, and the pressure that we put on our shoulders, in the end, we solve anything. So why do we worry? Let's say that it is the same thing that the writer of this Psalm 42 wants to express to us. There comes a time when he knows that there is a drought, but what can I do? Why do I let this get me down? Why do I allow my heart to be filled with sadness? So, after he asks himself this question, he resolves himself and says, I will put my hope in God. Remembering who God is, remembering who I have believed in, what He has done for my life and what He will keep doing. Remembering who I depend on will guarantee that I will have the right attitude to face every moment, every time of drought that comes my way. Because, among other things, it has already become clear to us that it is going to happen. That moment of bad news is going to come. That moment that you did not expect is going to come. and unfortunately, we're not prepared. We never have a plan B for these times, and we opted for the easiest way, to worry. To worry brings tiredness or brings illness, and you end up worse. Now you have to solve that problem, but you have to see how you solve the illness you got because you couldn't solve the other thing. Do you see? So, the writer says, there is only one thing that I must do, and that is, I will put my hope in God. What I cannot do, my Heavenly Father can do. And what does this have to do with the time of drought? It has a lot to do with what we should do in times of drought. We already learned in the last devotional the importance of learning to manage things properly. Now, as a second point, and what to do in times of drought? Seek the Lord. Now, just because it is a second point does not mean that it is less important. I believe that even seeking the Lord first should be the first thing. If you will forgive me the repetition, we need time to listen to God. If we allow ourselves carried away by despair, if we allow ourselves to be carried away by what our eyes see, if we lend our ears to hearing only bad news and we forget who God is and who is the one who called us, what He has done in our lives, if we stop being grateful, then we are going to get frustrated and we are going to try again and again to solve things in our own strength. And that is not the solution. So, we need time to listen to God and quiet our soul. So, tell your soul, why do you get worried? Why do you get down, oh my soul? I think you should have a conversation with yourself and come to a moment of prayer to look in the mirror and say to yourself, why do you worry? Don't you have a great and powerful God? Don't you have His promises written there? Have you not seen the hand of God working in your life over and over again? What makes you think that this time will be enough and that God will not do it? Learn to wait in the Lord. Why do you get down, oh my soul? Why do you get restless inside of me? We go to worship, we receive the word, and once we leave the temple, we find a reality. But what did we receive? Where is the word of faith? What are you believing in? There are people who preach the gospel so beautifully, but when the time comes to live it, they do not live it. And this is about living it. Our words can be very decorated, they can be very beautiful, but this is about what we speak, and not only what we talk about, but about what we do. Coherence. I cannot say, the Lord is my God, and I rest in Him, and after 2 hours, I start to cry and run to throw myself in a corner because the drought visited my house, and I don't know if God is going to answer me. Hey, what has God told you? So, we need a time to listen to God. Learning to wait on God is important. Seek the Lord first. Do not seek the additions, because God's rule is, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. The Bible does not say, seek the additions and then the kingdom of God will come. No. First, what goes inside must manifest itself in your life. Do not focus on anything else. Do not seek to burn your strength ahead of time, when God has determined a moment for every situation. Stop activism. Learn to be balanced. Listen well. Too much activity brings tiredness. Too much activity brings tiredness. We need to take a moment to seek God. Now, when you take that moment to pray, close the door. There is the success of the prayer. Close the door so that you don't start praying to God, giving Him ideas about how you would like Him to respond. That your prayer does not simply become a participation card to God. That is, you letting Him know what you already determined to do. That doesn't work this way. If you really want the guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit, if you want to walk in victory, you need to get rid of all arguments in your mind. Take a space to talk to God and be attentive to listen to what He has to speak to you. It is simple, but sometimes it is difficult, and even more when you are used to doing things your way, to having control of the situation. But it comes the moment when you don't know what else to do. Unfortunately, sometimes we suffer ourselves when we reach that moment. It is not God's wish that you get there. Hopefully, when the moment of drought occurs, the first thing we do is pray to God and ask for His direction to show us, in the middle of this season that He allowed to happen, how to solve it, how to move forward, how to deal with it, and reach the finish line. But unfortunately, it is not the first thing we do. We always try here or there. We play here or there. We try our best, and when we hit rock bottom and nothing happens and we can't do it, we realize that we're tied up. Then we run to God. But God must always come first, my beloved friends. Surely, when you approach God, He will speak to your life, and then you will be able, even in the midst of the drought, to manage well the little you have. And the little you have is what is necessary in the hands of God to take you to produce for what you need in the midst of that drought. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. God will always put a seed in your hand. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about faith. In every situation that arises, you come to it because God prepared you in the previous one so that you could move on to this one. He prepared your faith and gave you a seed so that you know where to plant it when the next drought occurs, so that you do not do it where others do it, so that you do not run and make decisions as others do, but rather you learn to do it where He taught you to do it. I leave this advice in your heart. What should I do in times of drought? First, manage well. Second, take time for God. Cancel the noise around you. Calm your soul. Rest for a moment and come closer to listen to God, to what He has for your life, my beloved friend. It is important. Father, I thank You for this word. Sometimes there are things we need to remember because they pass us by. I know that these words are simple, but with the same simplicity, I ask You to touch every heart that heard them, and to remember, Lord, that apart from You, we can do nothing. It is the first thing, because we must make decisions all the time. Help us to make them guided by You, Lord, and that when we are going through those moments of drought, let Your voice be clearly heard in our ears and in our hearts, so that we put it by work. We need You, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. This was a translation over the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always arrives just in time. I want to invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devocionales Justo a Tiempo, and hit the like button. I also want to invite you to visit our new page on Instagram, Devocionales Justo a Tiempo. Click follow and you can also follow me there as Pastor Elias HC. If you come to Barranquilla at any time, or if you live here or in its surroundings, I want to invite you to visit us at our services and meetings. Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Saturdays, 5 p.m. Sundays, 8 and 10 a.m. at Carrera 49, number 72148. And if you are in Santa Marta, I want to invite you every Sunday at 5 p.m. at Calle 20, number 1156, Atenas Event Hall. We are waiting for you. A big hug. Blessings.